Hi, everybody. This is Alan Fine. I'm here with Helen Montajano, who's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing, U.S. and Canada, for Bahia Principe Hotels and Resorts. They are, if you know them, you're going to find out what's new. If you don't know them, you're going to find out about all their properties. I think there's 27 now in Spain and the Caribbean. And we're going to find out about all of that and more on Insider Travel Report. Let's give a little bit of background. Was I right? Are there 27?
Yes, Alan, completely right. And we've got hotels in the Caribbean, in Dominican Republic, in Jamaica, in Mexico, and in Spain. Our hotels in Spain are located in the islands. So we've got hotels in the Canary Islands and in the Balearic Islands. The distribution of our hotels are Sunlight Hotels, and those are based in Spain. And then we've got two different brands, the Grand Bahia Principe and the Bahia Principe Luxury Hotels. And those are basically all of them in the Caribbean. So you've got good information there.
Of the group, the adult ones are all in the Caribbean?
Yes. All our adults hotels are in the Caribbean, and we've got seven of them. And really, those are the hotels that we have been developing and growing and renovating in the past years, and that really are getting a very good spotlight for us. I mean, there's a market for everybody, but we're very happy with the changes that we're doing in our adults-only hotels. And maybe there I could put the focus on the renovation that we did last year in Bahia Principe Luxury Ambar in Punta Cana that has been a milestone for us, a real highlight.
So out of the group, how many are opened and operating right now?
In this moment, we've got two hotels open in Punta Cana. And those are the Bahia Principe Fantasia. That's a family-oriented hotel, themed and great fun with the entertainment, the castle, and everything that's going on there. And as a matter of fact, we were pioneers. We were probably one of the first chains in opening back in June. And I think that has also been one of our success stories. We opened the Fantasia and the hotel that I was mentioning before, the Luxury Bahia Principe Ambar. Then we were opening in Dominican Republic on the 18th of December, Bahia Principe Portillo in the area of Samaná. So that's another milestone. Excited, you know, to see that we're opening more hotels. Then we've got two hotels open in Mexico. And we've got one hotel open in Jamaica. So in all of our key destinations, we have already got hotels open. And the rest of the portfolio, we hope to be opening between February, March, April, as we see how the evolution of everything goes and the demand goes.
Yep. That was my next question.
About openings, I was lucky enough to be in the grand opening of our new Bahia Principe Tulum in Riviera Maya last week. And I think that also is one of our great big success stories, and we're very proud of it. We started the renovation, full renovation of the concept of the whole of the hotel before all of this situation happened. And we have managed to go ahead with the schedule, with the opening, opening on date, and incorporating a complete new line of product. We've gone back to our origins, opening this hotel, very state-of-the-art, very minimalistic. It's under the Grand brand, but I think that the big important things in this hotel is that we've gone all out in the family concept, with a whole entertainment area with a splash pool and water park for kids that's called the Zuma. Because we know that things are changing and we've got to evolve towards that line, we have done a fast food truck concept, a picnic area in the beach that's absolutely fantastic. And then going back to our origins, and this is something that is very in keeping with Bahía Príncipe, we always want to try and have a mix of local flavor, of local food, of architecture, of the area where we are. And the truth is that in Bahía Príncipe, Tulum, we've got it down pat, and there in one of the restaurants, in the Tequila, we've gone all out, and you've got the absolute flavor that you're in a Mexican village in the hotel. So we're very happy with that.
That's quite a lot of changes. In fact, I was wondering, the downtime gave you the opportunity throughout all of the chain to renovate and to rework and to rethink?
Yes, it's given us the opportunity. It's also given us the opportunity to implement a lot of digitalization with everything that we're doing. So we've gone digital in all of the hotels with the check-in. We've gone that step far and beyond implementing safety measures that at the end of the day are very, very good and very corporate in all of the hotels. And then we went all out also in another big renovation, that's Portillo. And Bahía Príncipe Grand Portillo will be opening on the 18th of December. That's in the gorgeous area of Samaná. And I've got a good story on that one. We weren't thinking of a full renovation in the hotel. We wanted to do a little bit of a facelift. And as you were saying, when you've got time and the opportunity, you always go that little bit extra. So we finished off thinking of doing a facelift, and we've changed the pools, the restaurants, the concert, the beach. And that also is going to be a big milestone for us in the area of San.
You know, you not only have to have the time, but you also have the money. So that is, it's good to hear that you guys are able to go forward with that kind of expense.
That is another thing that makes us all very, very proud, because we're carrying on with the line that we had scheduled before the pandemic without cutting corners. And I think that that is something also unique of Bahía Príncipe. You know that we are a private company. It's family run, family owned. And every step of the way, it's reinvesting and doing things a little bit better without cutting those corners that some people would think that needed to be cut in this situation. And we think, no, absolutely not. We've got to go one step further and all the way.
That's why we love you. Now, my next question, though, is it does sound like it's the target guest is families or adults, but can you be more specific?
I can and I can't be more specific, and I'll tell you why. We've got, in our portfolio of hotels, we've got what everybody wants. So we've got grands that are typical, family-oriented, like the Bahía Príncipe Bávaro, the Punta Cana, the Esmeralda, that is a fantastic hotel for families, because we know that the reputation of Bahía Príncipe is highly linked for families. But another unique thing is that our complexes are so large that within one complex, like in Punta Cana, we've got seven hotels, and we've got a little bit for everything, for everybody.
So maybe what we should talk about is the activities, the breadth of activities, because that's really that's what dictates who comes.
Yes, and there we're very, very keen on gastronomy. One of our philosophies is always, you know, that a good vacation experience starts by the stomach and by the eyes. So we go all out in all our buffets, on our themed restaurants also. And the entertainment is one of our key points, in the sense of trying to have entertainment for all ages. So we've got kids clubs, we've got teen clubs, which is also something very unique. We're very much integrating the multi-generation sort of vacation. And then also that little bit extra for the adults only that are looking, or for a very cosmopolitan sort of restaurant, or a very local sort of restaurant. So we've got a bit of everything. And then in all of the resorts, not only in Punta Cana, but also in Mexico and in Jamaica, we've got an area that is our Bahia Príncipe village, that is an entertainment area within the hotel, but outside of the premises of the main lobbies. And there what we do is we have live music, we've got karaoke, we've got restaurants, we've got lots of activities, because what we like to do is, as we know that we've got families, we try and finish the entertainment about 11 o'clock inside the hotel and then live the night away within those areas for the people that want to party and party and party.
Well, let's not forget, in terms of activities, you're also known for golf.
We're known for golf. And as a matter of fact, in Mexico, did you know that our golf course is a PGA?
Yes, I did. But let's talk more.
Our golf course was designed by Robert Trent Jones II. It's a bit of a mouth twister for me. It's becoming one of the most famous and most reputable golf courses in Riviera Maya. There we've got a hotel that's actually on the golf course, and it is the Bahia Príncipe Luxury Siancan. And we cater in a big way to golf. Having opened also another golf course last year, that's our Ocean 4 in the area of La Romana. So it's very good. I mean, people can have the experience of the golf course. We give discounts, 50% discount if the clients stay with us in the hotels. And we try and make those packages really good for golf, spa, the whole shebang there.
But also, let's talk about your locations are so great.
I think that is another one of the key points of Bahia Príncipe. The locations are very, very unique. We've got big expanses of beach. We try and integrate the building of our hotels also with nature. We've got our own Eco Bahia programs, and they're very integrated with saving the turtles in all of the area of Riviera Maya. And then obviously clients can have the whole experience of having excursions to discover the area, the surrounding areas, and those can also be acquired in the hotels. So, I mean, anything that you can imagine there, if you want to take a boat trip, if you want to take a boogie trip, horse riding, a little bit of everything.
Also, they're beautiful properties, so you're attracting a lot of weddings and honeymoons.
That, again, is another one of our highlights. Wow, Ma, you've done your homework. In all of the hotels, we've got areas, gazebos, ready for the weddings. We can even have Catholic weddings, because we've got our own chapel on site in Mexico. And then we've got lots of programs in each one of the hotels, because we've got our own wedding packages and wedding coordinators in each one. So it's like tailor-made, make your wish, and we'll deliver.
So we were talking briefly before we started this about are you seeing any uptick, and what were you noticing about trends and sales?
Mm-hmm. I think that one of the most beautiful things, or the one that has been more encouraging for us in the American market, is that it's been the market that has never stopped traveling. That they've been creative, brainstorming, supporting, doing things, thinking outside of the box. And really, for a hotel chain, that is the best support that we can get. We've also been doing lots of sales promotions. We've been doing a lot of engaging with travel agents. But I think this has been a give and take. And just this last week, we had a fantastic promotion of Black Friday that has really moved things out of the envelope and the box. So thank you very much to all of the agent community and everybody that supported us. And I don't know if you know that we also had a very special campaign there to say thank you to the travel agent community that we know that have been hurting. So it was giving a prize of $12,000 in a way of a salary. So it's going to be during 2021, giving $1,000 a month to travel agents. So that's also been a campaign that we think that is a very nice way to do rewards.
That's great. Now you mentioned interacting with the travel advisors. How should travel advisors sell the product?
The reality is that we've got very good connections with the key tour operators and OTAs and online. We try and protect the travel agent community in every way. So it doesn't matter how they do the reservation, that they're always going to have a reward with us. And that's why we launched the Bahia Príncipe Reward Program. And as a matter of fact, now we've got a campaign until the 31st of January that all the points that they get are multiplied by 3. So it doesn't matter how they do the reservation, that they're going to get rewarded. And that's another way of enhancing the experience.
So you talked about a couple promotions. I saw some on the website. There was a Don't Worry About a Thing promotion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that one is also a fantastic promotion in the one that we are including the travel insurance. So we think that, peace of mind is always a key focus and people want to be reassured. And the same is another thing that is very important is the flexibility. We don't charge for cancellations until a day prior to arrival. And we think that that's also very important because sometimes clients can be wary. Oh, I don't want to do a deposit. I don't want to do a prepayment. What happens if we've got a flight change? Nothing happens. I mean, peace of mind all the way.
Also, you have a best price guaranteed exclusive rate.
At the end of the day, parity is crucial. Having the guarantee is crucial. And with Bahia Príncipe, we're very focused on it.
Did you want to talk about the trip enhancer, the resort credit?
Okay, well, another thing that we have just created, and it was for the Black Friday campaign, was our trip enhancer. We did a 2-week booking window in the one we incorporated fantastic rates, and on top of it, resort credits for a 7-night stay that you could have discounts and resort credits for $1,630. I mean, absolutely huge.
To wrap up, we've got almost 100,000 travel advisors watching. They're ready to go. They're looking for places, safe, beautiful places to send their clients. What would you like them to know?
I would like them to know that service quality is for us absolutely crucial. Safety is a big, big, big highlight in all of the hotels. And the truth is that I think it's the best time now to be able to guarantee to the clients, to have a good experience. First, because we're all 100% hands-on safety. And second, because the rates that are out there are absolutely fantastic to get a good deal. And I'm not saying only short term. I'm saying that obviously we're all catered towards 2021. It is the moment where all of the luxury line has got very, very good deals. So make the most of it, be reassured. And I would say that all of the hotels in the Caribbean, we're really going that step beyond to be able to deliver a safe environment, a good experience. And it's challenging mentally to say, okay, I'm going to be traveling, but at the end of the day, the experience is fantastic. And when we talk to guests that are in the resorts, they are having a wonderful time. And I think that everybody really, really is eager to travel, to move on, to say, okay, let's carry on living because there's a lot to live for. And vacation is a highlight all the way.
Well, we wish you health and prosperity. We wish that all the resorts open up and that they slowly fill and that we get to enjoy them. Thank you for talking to us.
It's thanks to the agent community that we are managing, and we're very happy with how things are going. And we hope that by spring, we'll be able to open more hotels.
And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.